This is something of interest, I think, to you. If you look here, this is a piece of plywood.
Uh-huh.
And they,
oh, yeah.
All the lines are marked.
Uh-huh.
And there's Professor Lentz. I was the president, and he's the vice president of the band those years. And we have to take a large headed nail. You know about this, Ray.
Yeah, for drill planning? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, so that we create things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of pressing a button on the modern technology that they do now.
Yep.
So you know about that.
I've seen some of the old photos of everybody.
Well, you know,
that stuff
you know all that stuff already.
Well, you know, I don't know all that stuff, so anything you want to tell me would be great.
Well, this is, that just kind of explains what we had. We spend hours on those formations, and then you see.
And I, yeah.
And I have pictures. And your interest is that this is because of?
You know, these days we don't have a lot of first-hand accounts of you know.
Those days,
yeah. The 30s and 40s. And to be honest, I'd even be interested in learning about the School of Dentistry and what campus was like. And how you got back and forth from Lincoln to, did you say Schuyler? So, yeah, I have a whole list of questions I'd be happy to ask you, or you're welcome to,
well,
you know, reminisce.
Yeah. I can punch in a few of these things to acquaint you, and then you and I can get together sometime, and,
okay.
And then I can, I'll get a overview of what your actual interests are, mm-hmm. and what you like to do with the information and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Tell them how much the food was on the train.
35 cents for lunch, and then for dinner it was 60 cents.
Wow,
that's
just
crazy.
Where's the menu sent? Does it sound any good?
The some of the stuff on there sounds pretty good too.
Ice cream and wafers.
That's true.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah. Pretty normal stuff, though, on
a
menu.
They stopped the train and...
Here, let's, yeah, pull up your itinerary. Show your itinerary, I think, and kind of walk through what that trip looked like. I think she'd like to see that. There you go. You want me to read through it again like I was before? Let her read through it?
Whatever you want to do.
Sure, she can.
So Saturday, leave Lincoln on Burlington. Monday, arrive Los Angeles via Kansas City, El Paso, and Phoenix. Monday, still Los Angeles, staying at New Rosslyn Hotel, which I think I've heard some stories about that hotel.
Yeah?
I don't know if you care to share any of them, but I've heard about water balloons and...
Well, interesting, we were talking about that. I never involved with the balloons. You could get caught with those, but we were on the third floor, and lots of people. And if there were certain ones that were there that we knew about and were quite as fond of as we should be, and we'd lean out of the window with a glass of water and dump it on them and take off. It trickled down three stories, and they got pretty nice and cool. Jan was impressed about the prices of the food on the train.
Practice conscientiously for a few minutes each day during vacation. Well, and I've also heard that you all had prepared music that then you didn't get to play because of the ASCAP strike, right? That Don Lentz talks quite a bit about how there was a strike right before the trip, and so then he had to prepare entirely different music. But maybe you guys didn't worry about that so much.
Not way back then, but later on we were involved with all of that.
Okay.
That Don Lentz, did you ever meet the man?
No.
A side story. You know the temple building at the university? One room we were, the entire band was packed in for rehearsal. That's all the place we had to go. noise.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what was my story?
About Don Lutz.
Yeah. Oh, we'd be playing along and he'd stop and he'd say, E flat. You know, he could hear that and kind of drive me crazy. I was president of the band and there he'd be, and you'd hear somebody would, instead of, he was a brilliant man, nice man. And I just remember that story.
So when you say you're president of the band, is that of Gamma Lambda? Or was it you were just president of the band?
President of the band.
Okay. I knew there was a fraternity back then that, like the band fraternity, so I was wondering if
that's later,
what it was.
Okay. Later. This is quite a while back. this stuff jumps a few years later than the Rose Bowl, but we played at the when they presented the Messiah. Four of us were in a group, and we were serenading the folks as they were coming in.
Well, this one's before. This one's 19. This is 1939.
Okay. Yeah. That,
yep.
All right. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, that okay, that's right. And then these Arthur Westbrook, he was quite some guy too, boy. He was.
What was the program for? Hold on a second.
You're on the wrong end. You are.
Let's get it. Yeah.
So then what years were you on the faculty at UNL?
Hold on, I'll tell you.
My dates,
yeah, the dates
today
are
I don't remember them, and I can't spot them. I was on the faculty for a number of years. I have books over there that thick.
I brought a copy of your CBU.
You and I looked at some of those letters, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's asking about...
But that doesn't... Mike's got...
She asked me what years I was on.
Right, Mike's got that information, so he's getting that.
So, initially in 51 to 55, and then again 66 to 69, and then tenured in 67 up to... where he was an emeritus professor in 87.
Oh, okay.
So roughly a 30-year all in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does that say when he was in his dental practice? it should.
Yes. From...
Yeah, you practiced for a while after you were teaching.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
After you retired from teaching. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what this says. So it says that you practiced till 91. I didn't realize you practiced that long.
You know where Skylar is?
I sort of do, yeah.
Well, Skylar Band donates some to help Nebraska Band go to Rose Bowl. Nice band.
Were you the only person from your town going, or were there other people in the band?
I think I was the only one.
Dad, there's a couple copies of the Skylar newspaper in that scrapbook, too.
What are they saying there?
Biff's boys go west.
Yeah?
Is that a copy of what you were talking about, honey?
No, there's copies of the Schuyler newspaper.
Okay.
Because I remember that from looking at that with you before.
So was it a fun trip? The Rose Bowl trip, I mean?
It was, you know, at that age, it was all brand new. I was a farm boy. And then I was getting along up, making progress at the university, of course. But it was fascinating to me. I had not traveled much by then. And they treated us well. They hauled in the train and hired vehicles to haul us in to take a little tour in Mexico. And they gave us around and had a guide to tell us about Mexico. And that's when I bought that bottle of tequila. And I think of these stories. I lived in a boarding house when I went to the university. And I had this bottle of tequila. I did not drink much of it. Once in a while, I'd have a swallow of that.
Or two.
Well, that's when you'd come over, probably. Anyhow, well, what do you got there? Well, I haven't had a cold yet. And if I feel one coming, I just take a couple of teaspoons of it, and I really think it helps me. And so it did last a long time, but anyhow.
People didn't travel back then.
It was a big trip. Stanford versus Nebraska, Rose Bowl, football, rally, dance, New Year's Eve night till public invited, $1.10 per person, including tax. Nebraska float went second in Pasadena and Rose Bowl parade. And all that's in here. I don't know if you're interested in this stuff, but.
Yeah. So, what was Lincoln like when you went to school? I mean, you said you lived in a boarding house. Did you walk to campus, or, you know?
Yeah, I walked to the. I was two blocks out from the campus. The Brown Palace. You remember the name? It's funny that you don't know. The Brown Palace, they called it.
Was your boarding house?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of another one was Mrs. Howe, a widower. She had a pretty good sized home left her, so she'd rent out room and also board young university students. So those were interesting times. That's when I used to have my bottle of tequila on the dresser in that boarding house. And she'd get up, you know, she'd wake you and say, you get in here and have your breakfast. You can't go to school without breakfast, you know. Wonderful lady. She was nice. She really was. I'd go in the kitchen and help her once in a while. So.
Dad, what was your major then at the university? Were you a music major?
I think just business, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Although I was with this Westbrook and all, I was taking lessons all the time I was at school.
Mm-hmm. What was Westbrook like?
Dr. Westbrook?
Uh-huh.
Almost like his picture presents him. He's very, very formal and very to the point. Uh-huh. Didn't mess with you. And if you had it coming, then he would compliment you or recommend you to someone else. And Temple, he was the choral director. Nice, smart, sharp people. They directed all these large musical groups for these, like the Messiah and all those things.
Quick. He was there till 38 or something.
I know the name, when you mentioned it. I was not it. What was his?
He was the band director before Don Lentz, and I was just wondering if you would have met him in, you know,
sure I met him, but I never had any.
I was wondering if you remembered
it. Lentz was a nice man and a brilliant man and a fine musician. He would go out and score for Bakalinnikov. Do you recognize that name?
I don't know if I do.
A famous musician on the West Coast.
I know he played with Sousa.
And he would go out and score for him.
Okay.
I'm the one looking at these, but I guess it's hard for everybody. There's not much to see here, but it just reminds me. Here now, they must have donated more than once. The band donated some to help the Nebraska band go to the Rose Bowl. Biff Jones.
The football coach, right?
Biff,
was it athletic
Biff,
director?
No. I don't know. Biff's boys go west. He was a coach, wasn't he?
I think he went. I think you're right.
Schuyler people to see Rose Bowl game. Several now en route. Can you believe it? Down from little old Schuyler, Nebraska. Here, this is a...
Do you remember telling your folks that you were going to California? Do you remember talking to them about that? Or telling them about that trip? Just wondering if because that was such a big trip. Do you remember talking to them about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I was still living with them on the farm.
Sure.
And I remember when they put me on the train in Schuyler, mm-hmm. My poor mother was so sad. And I was getting on the train to meet something, to get together with the band to go. I was a farm boy for years. During the dirty 30s, the Dust Bowl years, and blizzard years. I could tell you a few stories about that if you'd like to hear those.
Sure.
It's amazing that I saved all this stuff.
You told me this before Jessica got here. But the train, just go back to the train trip back out there. Right? So you were going to get, you say goodbye to your mom. She's weeping because little Bobby is going to get on the train.
Well, she is.
Maybe for joy.
A little of each.
Maybe. But then, so you got on the train, and it was, we talked about this, that train trip to get from from Lincoln to get all the way to L.A. took 2 full days.
Well, that was not the train that...
I got you. That you said goodbye to your mom on was not the train that you ended up taking. That I get that. I'm saying when once you got from Lincoln to go to L.A., that trip, when all of you were on the trip, you stopped along the way in Phoenix, and or Kansas City and Phoenix and Albuquerque and hit all of those spots.
Well, a lot of them. Yeah. They let us off. They were very nice to us.
Did you do anything along the way that was memorable?
I'm sure I did.
What about, well, let's start with the one that you just told me, about the guys who got off the train.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, they did give us this tour in Mexico, mm-hmm. in those days. And we were fed well on that train, and everything was neat and well done and respected, really. But as far as other than staying with the group, the leader would know where to go to show us things.
Mm-hmm. What about the guys who wandered too far?
I wasn't one of them, so I don't
didn't
remember.
You, well, talk about the guys that did, right? Remember when you got off the train and you said...
They get off the train, and then, yeah, and they were goofing around. The train sometimes would stop for quite a while to let people get off. It was a slow trip those days. And these guys were kind of hiking along the train and messing around, and the whistle blew, but they didn't hear it, I guess. And the train took off, and there they were. They had to catch the next train. And hours later, I would say to myself, I can't imagine how I'd feel or what I'd do if that happened to me, you know. I wasn't as adventurous as they must have been, because...
I missed the train. You could have been stuck there for a while.
It was all a positive trip, except that long march in the trolley tracks. My lip was like hamburger.
Yeah, so Mark, have you heard this before?
Uh-huh.
So the march... there's people, you said there's people all over.
There were farm folks, like you heard people went to the Rose Bowl from farmers that couldn't afford it, but they'd donate money so the man could go, and they'd go to the Rose Bowl. And what was the question?
When you were marching, so think about that march itself,
yeah,
on the parade.
Well, there were people, I don't know how deep, on either side, but there were people lying all night. There was tremendous population gathered for that Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And the march route, what you were walking along, had a lot of trolley tracks on it.
Well, that's their transportation.
Right, so what was it like to march on trolley tracks?
That's what I was describing.
Yeah, but she wasn't here when you were. That's what I was saying.
Oh. When the ice cream hits the fan, it always hits at the same time. Some days I've...
You're popular today, huh?
Seriously. So then not only from being in the band, then talk about what you ended up doing when you went to when you were in the military.
Yep.
So share with her about that part. So your band training got you into more band experiences.
Yeah. That's another subject.
So how did that happen? How did you end up playing in the band? Who did you tell?
I'm not going to further this conversation anymore today. I jumped to the military.
Didn't you tell the people that were doing the draft stuff that you were in the band and that somebody prompted you to tell them that?
Right now, I'm not. My mind is
not remembering that part.
God, I don't have a memory in the first place that I had.
But I remember you telling me is that I think it was Lentz who told you to tell them that you had played in the band in Nebraska. Is what I recall.
I'll have to rake up some of that stuff and bring it forward.
Do you remember what it was like when you auditioned for the band? Like, how'd you get into the university marching band?
I took cornet lessons. When I started university, I also took some cornet lessons. And I believe it was with Don Lentz.
Uh-huh.
And he introduced me to Dr. Westbrook. You asked me about him. Mm-hmm. He was a very stately. But Westbrook kind of took a liking to me. And I knew that by the grapevine, because others would comment. He definitely recommended to Lentz and others that I be considered for the band. So they had the military band and then the Nebraska band. And you usually spent a little time in the military band. And I still remember he'd be marching alongside and he'd say, left, right, you know, teaching us how to march and all that. Oh yeah, a lot of water's run under the bridge, you know, and it's beginning to get pretty full. Yeah, you asked about Westbrook. He was a very proper, nice man. Mm-hmm. You knew him?
No, I've seen his picture a lot though because I went to school in his building, in the Westbrook Music Building.
You
so.
Never saw him that he wasn't neat and stately and dressed nicely?
Mm-hmm. I've heard he had a hat that he kind of squashed down on his head all the time. That's about all I know.
Mr. and Mrs. Craichy not seen their sons.
I still remember when we'd be at marching rehearsal. And Don Lentz, once in a while, it needed me a little bit. So he'd be walking alongside and he'd say, left, right, left, right. And I thought to myself, well, hell, I'm walking. That's the way I'm walking. But he was just kind of stirring everybody up a little bit. You're too noisy. I do remember vividly that 6-plus mile march of the band, because the band was played up so much. And you can't imagine the mobs of people along the sides of the...
At the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. What do you got?
I found you in this
one. I was really concerned.
Did you?
Like,
yep. You look terrible.
Yep, right there.
I can see like 20 feet. I can see that.
Wow.
Hmm.
I would look for myself. I'll have to look when you get through.
Let me to show you. This is from 1942. It says on the back.
Yeah, I can kind of recognize him.
Did you see him?
Who's, was this your little dog?
Fritz.
Fritz, yep.
It's my dog.
That little dog still lived on the farm. That stadium was jam full today, wasn't it?
And Emmett, look how he's dressed up look how Grandpa's dressed up. Like, think about the band members today. You know, he's wearing a suit.
Yeah, that's just.
Was that before just traveling?
That's when you're doing the pegboard, mapping out the marching.
So would you use a table?
I don't know if you duddied up a little bit better for the. Did you dress up better for the photo, or was that how you would always dress?
No. I was pretty neat at the university.
Very different today.
Would you use like those like lines on the table to like represent like the yard markers?
No, we actually, that was painted on the
hole.
It was in the size was in relation to the, you know.
The
recruitment
station or something. And, pretty large sheet of plywood, and those lines were painted on for the markers under the football.
For yard lines on the
yard lines, yeah.
So then you just mark out where they go on all the paper,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we have to decide, and we had. Measurement and everything else.
That's crazy.
And we spend a half a day at a time on there doing that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Three of us.
Dad,
you know, there's all this technology that can just do that in just a second.
Yeah.
So, Dad,
you see those clips? Okay.
Who was the gentleman when you were in the Army that, was a dentist, and that's what got you interested in going to dental school when you came back? Told me it was a major somebody, I thought. I don't remember his name.
Sakasa.
I don't remember at all.
That sounds right. I don't know. I do remember the name of the Colonel Scotch that you helped to manage for him and supply, Colonel Gingerelli.
Of course, that would be a thing you'd remember.
Gingerelli, yeah.
That'd be a thing you'd remember.
Everything all set up for. Who was the general that was there with, that you set up everything as a supply sergeant in the Philippines?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was.
That's amazing.
You didn't realize that this was going to be a quiz show.
You didn't study for this test.
A general, what was his?
I don't know what his rank was. I thought he was, the general that was in charge of things in the Philippines when you were there.
It's funny, his name isn't in there someplace. Oh. I can't bring it out.
That's okay. That's all right. That's how you and Mom met. It was over in the Philippines.
She has quite a memory.
I've heard these stories a time or two. Did you know that?
What's that? What was this?
That's how they met?
In the Philippines, Grandma and Grandpa.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a great picture of Grandma.
I don't know where you guys met. Where you and Mom met?
Yep, not in the Philippines.
It's a great place.
That's right.
Where did you, what?
Topless.
Talent Plus.
There's a great picture of Grandma Betty in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very good. And it's a great picture because when you look at it, you say, how could somebody this beautiful ever marry somebody like this guy over here. That's what it makes you wonder.
So handsome.
She was a telephone operator in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You knew that?
And she was a telephone operator during World War II.
You know, but then he was a little bit of a swashbuckler, you know.
And he played trumpet.
Yeah, and he could play a mean trumpet. Yeah.
I remember when you used to...
Did you play the trumpet or the cornet?
I mean, look at that shirt. That's unbuttoned a little bit, you know.
In the man, the cornet.
That's what I thought.
Thanks for talking to me. And answering the quiz show.
Well, I think that's nice of you to come over.
Yeah. This seems very formal now. It's really, really not too formal. But I wonder, could I get your name and where you were born and some of that kind of stuff? I mean,
Robert F.
Robert.
Middle name is Frank.
Is what?
Frank.
Frank.
My father's name. KREJCI.